Welcome to the Crosslands Church podcast. Our mission, to help you experience the life with God you've been missing. And now, a message for you.
We have just a few minutes left, and as we do every year at Fireside Chat, I kind of look at this as an opportunity. If I could invite everybody into my living room, what would I say? What would we talk about? So I'm going to go through a little bit of housekeeping first, which we do every Sunday. If you want to connect with us at Crosslands Church, the easiest way to do it is crosslands.live. If you want to get on our mailing list, if you want to find out about giving information, if you want to look for a small group, or if you want to get the message notes, we even have message notes for today, even though the messages can be really short. And we also challenge everyone on a weekly basis to evaluate your next steps. Today I want to highlight one, which is growing in giving. So we're coming to the end of the year. It's a time of year when a lot of people are concerned about getting their last giving in for your tax return. But sometimes you might ask, well, why do we give at all? We give because God has given to us. And sometimes when we work for God when we give to God, it feels good. It really does. It feels good because that's how we're made to live. It's not because God needs our money. It's not because we're doing him a favor by giving. It's kind of like when I was young, every Saturday was chores day. I don't know if you do this, but it was such a hassle, right? But imagine that I'm doing my chores, you know, clean the bathrooms, vacuum, and at the end of them, I feel like I deserve something because look at all the work I do around here, right? When it's actually more difficult for the parent, for the kids to do the work, because they probably have to redo it all at the end. No? Yes? But the idea is that We don't give and we don't serve because we're so good. We give and we serve because God is so good. And God takes delight in our giving, and we enjoy it because that's what we're made to do. So if that's new for you, I would challenge you this year to consider giving to Crosslands Church. I believe Crosslands Church is really worth giving to. I've challenged people in the past, if you're giving nothing, try giving 1% of your income. If you're giving 1%, try giving 2%. And what you'll find is that your priorities change, you will experience God's blessing in your life, guaranteed. It might be financial, it might not be financial, but when we trust God with our finances, we do see all kinds of good things coming back to us. We don't take an offering in the service. There's all kinds of giving means. If you want to know how, you can find out on crosslands.live, which is sort of our internal access point. You can also ask at the information desk because you can have it taken out of your account regular. You can give online. You can give debit. There's boxes for cash and checks. Anyway, that's that. And I think that's all the stuff. Yeah. So everybody have a good Christmas? So when we do Fireside Chat, I usually come pretty relaxed. It might not look like it, but I'm wearing pajama pants. Every year at Christmas Eve, my wife allows us to open one gift before Christmas, and every year it's a surprise, and every year it's pajama pants. And so these are the ones I got this year. The shoes are old, but the socks, these are Christmas socks. I actually, you know, when you're young, it's a burden, but now I love getting socks for Christmas. I got a fat book, which most people probably don't care about, but it's informative and helpful and really cool and expensive. And I got this hoodie. I got the book from Judah, and I got the hoodie from Graydon. Judah got a hoodie just like it, and he's not wearing it today. So that was Christmas. I'm going to tell you a little bit of a story. When I was in grade 5, we did... they interrupted our classes for a week, and we could do electives, which is really unusual in grade 5. And so I signed up for the video elective, and they were going to take everybody and train them on how to make a video for a week. This is back when it's like almost pre-camcorder days, that they're using almost pro equipment. And so I was prepared to do that, and I didn't get into that one, so I got into pottery, whatever. So we're making pottery, and I mean, it's easy, right? There's a couple pictures up there. You can see how easy it is. Look, show the next one, Rachel. You see it coming together? Really cool. And then look at the last one. Yeah, mine looked nothing like that. Mine looked like garbage. It was not nearly as easy as I thought. Because it's almost like the clay is fighting back. You know, you can look at videos online where people do tutorials and they make these beautiful vases. And I was trying to do that. And I just made this little crappy thing that my mother still has. But I was reminded that when I came across this verse in Isaiah, and it'll be up on the screen, Isaiah 64, verse 8, and I was going to have it ready in my Bible and I don't. Probably read it faster than me. Isaiah 64, verse 8, Lord, you are our Father, we are clay, and you are the potter. We are formed by your hand. Now, this is in the middle of a chapter where the writer, presumably Isaiah, is talking about, he's confessing the sins of the nation, and he's asking God for mercy because of that, because we are formed by God. But as I said, when I tried the whole pottery wheel thing, it was, it was like the clay was fighting back. And I was praying about, you know, what does God want to say today to us for this year? And I kind of had that image of the potter. And sometimes as followers of Jesus, we can be, because at Crossing Church especially, we're very relaxed, and sometimes we treat our spiritual life casually. And the reality is that God has forming that he wants to do. Today, I did put a title on my message, which was Getting in Shape. Anybody here do New Year's resolutions? I fulfilled my resolution from last year. Don't go skydiving. Did it. This year, I only have one resolution. It's to not have any other resolutions, and I feel confident about that. But a lot of people have resolutions to get in shape, and which is good. It's good to be disciplined and be healthy and all that other stuff. But I want to look at it from the other point of view. If God is forming you, what is the shape he wants you in? And I don't mean physically, although it might be that. God has a purpose for you, and you can be clay that cooperates with him, or you can struggle against him. Why does God form you, and how? The New Testament, we pull out all the messages of God has saved us to be free, to give us joy, to have a relationship of love, and sometimes we get the sense that we don't actually need to do anything. And yet, when you read through Paul's letters, he talks all the time about putting off, taking off, like clothes, your old nature and putting on new nature. That requires effort. There's lists of virtues that Paul has a few times. You know, these are the things that characterize a life of following Jesus, the spiritual life. And Peter has that in one of his letters, too. He says, when you have this characteristic, add this one and then add that one. There's effort involved in that, that we are called to be formed to something better than we are. There's a few reasons for that. The first reason is that the more we are formed into what God wants us to be, the greater our intimacy with him. Because in our natural state, not only are we not intimate with God, we don't even want to be intimate with God. Yes, we have that inner longing, but we have all these things that keep us away from that, our natural desires, our habits, our appetites, the things that we say, these things are my natural go-tos. But God wants to form us so we can be increasingly intimate with him. It's like he has and I hesitate to say this, it's like God has a custom plan for you. Now, the reason why I hesitate to say this, because people say, well, I screwed something up yesterday, and so I guess the plan is shot, except that it's not like that. It's like God is your coach. Imagine somebody is a long jumper, and the coach is training them how to long jump, and one day they do it wrong, and they twist their ankle really badly. So the coach says, well, I guess I'm done with you because you screwed up. No, the coach doesn't do that. The coach walks them through what to do about that, how you treat it, how you do physio, how do you make the leg stronger again so he can continue to coach you in what you want to be. That's what I mean when I say God has a custom plan for you. It's a custom plan for you because what he's doing in your life might be different than what he's doing in the person sitting beside you. Okay, God doesn't call us to conformity. He calls us to be increasingly Christ-like in character, but not necessarily in the specific thing he's working with us right now. So this coming year, 2020, God has a custom plan, a custom purpose for you. And part of that is to increase that intimate relationship with him. The second reason is this. God wants to form you so you have strength to withstand adversity. All kinds of bad things can happen in the world. They happen because of what looks like chance. It happens through what other people do to you. It happens through mistakes that you make yourself and you deal with the consequence of it. We live in a culture that tries to push you away from your intimacy with God. There's an evil power behind our culture. I don't think our culture is inherently evil. Every culture has the means to reflect God and respond to God, but there is a power in our world that there's a pressure, a constant pressure to take your attention off him. In fact, as much as as God has a custom purpose for you. Many people say that the enemy, the devil, has a custom plan to derail your future, to derail your relationship with God through thoughts of condemnation, through tempting you to do something wrong or destroying your life in many, many ways. And so God wants to form you, wants to grow you so you can be strong. That's something we don't talk about a lot in our church context. God didn't just call us to be in relationship with us, to love us, but so you can be strong. The third thing is God wants to form you. He wants to get you in shape so you can be effective for the purpose God has for you. We're not called to warm seats in our culture and sing songs. We're called to impact our culture one life at a time. And that requires strength. The thing is that all these three things, they work together. It's like a circle. The more intimate you are with God, the more you are aware of his purpose for you. The more you are aware of his heart for other people. The more you pursue that, the more resistance you get from the cultural pressures, from the enemy. The more you follow the purpose, the more you find intimacy with God. These things all work hand in hand. So God wants to grow you. God wants to grow us. He wants to get us in shape this year. Us as a church and you individually. So I think our natural tendency is to resist that. And resistance, excuse me, I should have muted my mic just a sec. That was better the second time. When we resist that, it doesn't just mean your growth slows down. It can also mean that you subject yourself to attack from the enemy because you place yourself outside God's intention. And it can also result in God disciplining you. God disciplines you because he loves you and he wants you to be the best you can be. And so our best bet for this year is to participate, to cooperate with God's purpose to get us in shape. I came across this quote, it's a great one, by Adolf Rupp. Don't blame him for his first name, he didn't choose it. Whenever you see a man on top of a mountain, you can be sure he didn't fall there. So I believe that God's calling for you this year is to find out what he wants to do in your life for you, through you, to you, to get you in shape and cooperate with him. And I believe that same is true for us as a corporate body, as a church. And it's my intention as I and Wade and Claudette and Mariah lead the church forward to find out what God wants us to do to become strong this year, to be disciplined, to hear his voice, to follow his direction, and to not resist his changing of us. Sorry, I went over time. Let's stand. We're going to close. I don't know if you thought about this, but maybe think about it now. What's your dream for this coming year? What would be the best thing you could imagine happening this coming year? Because whatever you can imagine, God's is better. I'm not saying it's going to be fun or easy, but it's going to be better. And so my prayer for each one of you today is that that you would tune in to what God wants to do in your life with you today, tomorrow, this coming week. And that would start your path for this year. So throughout the rest of the year, you're in tune with him and cooperating with how he wants to grow you. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for each one here. Father, I thank you that that wherever we are, whatever our situation in life, you have more for us, you have better for us. And Father, I pray that you would help us to respond to you. I pray that you would help us to cooperate with your purpose for each one of us, for every individual, for every family, for every small group, and for our church as a whole. God, we want to be pliable in your hands. We want to submit ourselves to your processes. We want to plug deeper into relationship with you. And Father, I pray that this year, you would make us strong. You would make us strong in our relationship with you. You would make us strong to resist the enemy. You would make us strong in accomplishing your purposes. I ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to thank you for coming today. Have a happy new year, and we look forward to seeing you back next week. Next week, we're going back to two services, so 9:30 or 11:15. Have a great week.
You've been listening to the Crosslands Church podcast. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes or the Google Play Store so that it comes straight to your device. And to find out more about Crosslands Church, you can visit us at crosslands.ca. Join us next week for another message to help you experience the life with God you've been missing.